To mark the 20th anniversary of the first ever broadcast of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams was invited to be interviewed by me, Ian Johnston, for BBC Radio 4, not just about his one particularly successful idea, however, but about his life, the universe, and indeed everything. I was interested in finding out more about the influences that eventually brought about The Hitchhiker's Guide. So, as we settled down to a long chat over a cup of tea, I began by asking him about his decision to study at Cambridge University. A calculated move, as it turns out.
My sole purpose in wanting to go to Cambridge was that I wanted to join Footlights. Just as a sidebar, I would say it's interesting that people rather look askance and raise their eyebrows a little bit, that there seems to be a sort of golden pathway leading from Footlights into the media. And they say, how come so many people come out of Footlights going to the media? And which is actually the wrong way to see it. It's so many people go into Footlights because they want to go into media, and they go there because they hope to meet other people of a like mind. So saying, isn't it funny that so many people come out of Footlights and go into the media, is rather like saying, isn't it a bit odd that so many people who like yachting join a yachting club? Anyway, I went up to Cambridge determined I wanted to join Footlights. And my first experience, I have to say, was very off-putting, because I found, and this is just the perception of a sort of green young kid going up in the first place, I found everybody rather sort of grand and aloof and rather sort of cold and unencouraging. And as a consequence, I didn't actually go and join, and instead I went and joined a thing called CULES, the Cambridge University Light Entertainment Society, which existed to do a similar kind of job by writing and doing shows, but it was for charity. So we'd go off and do shows in hospitals and prisons and so on. And I must say, I blush with shame now to think about it. I mean, I remember we went to do a show, I think, at Chelmsford Prison, where we were roundly booed and barracked by the prisoners. When I think of the sort of clever dick material we were probably sort of showing, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, sort of dreadful undergraduates. And